Joyful blessings. This is Kaylin Castell with a look at week one of February 2016 celestial timings. And as we begin the month, the moon, the waning almost last quarter moon, it will be exact on February 2nd, I believe, is with Mars and Zubanel Janubi. And there's a star map that you can see in the written version of the timings to get a sense of that. So that means that both the Moon and Mars are around 15 degrees Scorpio. And so right in the center of the Scorpio archetype. And Scorpio is the edge walker. It is the one that pushes the edges, goes beyond the edges. We could say there's a brilliant William Blake quote that's actually in the Shamanic Astrology Handbook that says, you don't know what is too much, and you don't know what is enough until you know what is too much, which is kind of a Scorpio thing. Anyway, so, and pushing those edges and going further and deeper into the emotional realms is all the what Scorpio is all about, and very similar to Pluto. So this is going to start the month. We also, every year, the month of February begins with the sun conjunct a star called Armus. It's around 13 degrees Aquarius. It's known as the heart of the Capricornus or the sea goat or the goatfish, depending on who's describing this particular constellation. If you see it in the sky, it kind of looks like a boomerang in the sky. And so the sun is there. It means you can't see that right now, but if you happen to have a birthday, any time between about January 28th to February 3rd or 4th, then you'll have the sun within 3 degrees of this star, the heart star of the goat. And every year, Mercury passes by this star, and this year it's happening on February 22nd, and then Venus will pass by this star every year as well, and this year it's on February 27th. So it's getting three activations this month as the sun passes here, and then Venus and Mercury. Now Venus and Mercury don't always pass through in the month of February, so just something for you to know. And this heart star energy is going to be activated further because we have Saturn with the heart star of the Scorpion, and we've got the moon passing by the heart star of the Lion. So we have the three heart star energies being very prominent this month in the month of February. And then on February 2nd, this is known as Groundhog Day. It's also known as Candlemas or Imbolc. And the actual cross quarter when the sun reaches 15 degrees Aquarius is on February 4th. So even though it's celebrated often on February 2nd, that which is left over from an ancient time, this is shifted now so that it's actually reaching 15 Aquarius on the 4th of February. Now, something just to know is that from the Celtic perspective, this would represent the beginning of spring. The cross quarters were the beginning of the seasons, and the solstices and equinoxes were the midpoint of the season. And, of course, this is from the Celtic perspective, celebrating the goddess Brigid or Brigid, the Celtic goddess of fire. And she's also connected to poetry and marriage and childbirth. And in a way, she connects with, from the Celtic perspective, the goddess Sekhmet, who's also connected to fire and the sun and the fierce intensity of the feminine, of the divine feminine. Interestingly, we do honor the goddess at the cross quarter points, different goddesses for different cross quarter points. And so Brigid is the one that is at the February cross quarter time. And this is when the days are starting to lengthen. They're growing longer. They're still shorter than the nights. The days are still shorter than the nights, but they're starting to be longer because we had the longest night and the shortest day at the solstice. So from now, and then by the spring equinox, we'll have a balance of day and night so that these are seasonal experiences and the signs that we refer to, Aquarius, Capricorn, Aquarius, Pisces, Aries, this is from the December solstice to the spring equinox. These are all related to the seasonal cycle, and they're not the same as the constellations. So we'll probably talk a little bit more about that. And there's a whole piece that I wrote in the written version of the timings that describes the difference between signs and constellations. But the short form of it is the signs are seasonal, and the constellations are the starry backdrop that the seasons move through. And over 26,000 years, every sign will be with every, or every season will be with every constellation. And it's way bigger than the movement of the spring equinox into the constellation known as the Water Bearer or Aquarius. The problem is that they named the constellations and the signs the same names when they forgot that there was a difference. And so that's what creates all the confusion these days. Anyway, so just something for you to be conscious of. Also, let's see, what else is happening? Venus is catching up to Pluto on February 5th, and then the Moon is also catching up to Pluto and then catching up to Venus all on the same day. So this is going to mark the sixth gate, or the sixth time the Moon and Venus have come together since Venus went direct back in September of 2015. And this is the second chakra, because Venus is descending into the underworld, and she will have an almost 3-month journey with the Sun that's going to happen at the end of April, beginning of May. And so Venus will drop into the underworld to not be seen for several weeks, and then will reappear in the evening sky in August, about the month of August, I believe. She's reappearing in the evening sky. But this marks the second chakra activation, because each of these gates connect to a chakra, and we know this based on the stories that have been left to us throughout time by the Sumerians and the Babylonians, and their way of tracking the Venus cycle in each gate representing a chakra where she's releasing a vestment or giving up an investment that represents a specific chakra, meaning that she's letting go of any distortions that are connected to that particular chakra. And so when you read the introduction to the written version of the celestial timings, I wrote something about it's kind of second chakra issues. Oftentimes the second chakra is referred to as the sex and money chakra. And so I kind of focused on some money things that have been coming up for me, and also things that are going on from the political perspective. And so these are things that we can also release and let go of, is the, you know, any parts of ourselves that we've not really valued or acknowledged, and or maybe we've had judgments about, because this is also about how we value ourselves. Money and sexuality do also connect in with how we do value ourselves. And because the overtone of this Venus cycle is Leo, and it's all about self-love and learning self-love, learning how to love ourselves in ways beyond whatever we've been able to do before. So maybe we have great self-love, but this particular cycle is helping to release any lingering anything that is there that keeps us from loving ourselves even more. And this is part of what we've been focusing on in the Venus teleclass series that Tammy and I have been doing. And so if you're feeling inspired to join us, you can still do that, although we're quite a ways into the journey. Sometimes people jump as we go into the underworld and Venus gets ready to ascend, because right now she's in the descent process. So if you want to find out more about that, you can go to venusalchemy.com. And Mercury is very close to Venus right now. There is a sky map where you can see all of the planets, the visible planets are in the morning sky. Jupiter, Mars, Saturn, the Moon, Venus, Mercury. In fact, I guess I forgot to mention that Saturn is going to be crossing, the Moon is going to be crossing Saturn, and that's going to be happening as the moon enters Saturn on the 2nd, on February 2nd. And Saturn is near Antares, and there's a sky map that shows those two things as well. And again, working with the heart energy and having compassion and loving ourselves and actually making ourselves important. So for some people, they may have ways of viewing themselves that are not really healthy ways of having self-importance, that because they don't even have any compassion or ability to connect with other people. But then there's those who don't give themselves any self-importance because they're so busy giving it to others. So again, this is part of the journey. And Saturn with Antares, the heart of the Scorpion, is also like, how do we create new ways of valuing who we are and doing it in a healthy way so that it also values others, because everyone is important. You know, the big story these days is that Black Lives Matter. You hear that statement, and we could actually say all lives matter, not just Black or Muslim or Christian or white or Mexican or whatever other culture we could think of at this particular time, but all lives matter. We're all connected. We're all part of each other, and whatever is done to one of us is done to all of us. And so keeping that in mind, and that is part of what the Heart Star energy is reminding us of this month. And then as we complete the first week, we've got the Sun square Mars, and this is important because it's signaling the fact that Mars is getting ready to go retrograde, and that'll happen in March. I think it goes retrograde in early March, and then will reach opposition, or maybe goes later March. I forget. I'll have to look at that. But anyway, it's going retrograde soon, in a few weeks. And so whenever the Sun is square Mars, it's either right before it goes retrograde or right after it's gone retrograde or gone direct. And so just keeping that in mind, and the Sun in Aquarius, so the expansive, visionary expression of Aquarius, innovative, creative, avant-garde, very much connected to the celestial, and Mars in Scorpio at this particular time in this square. And so this has to do with the energy of our feelings, really tuning into what we feel, dying to who we believe ourselves to be, so we can be reborn into something new. And the Sun in Aquarius is helping to give vision to whatever that is. So that completes the first week of February 2016.